Hello everyone, welcome to the last week of This Is Devil Show Plan called Mastering the Unforgiveness. I hope that you enjoy this episode, and I hope that you allow God to work in you. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Have a great week, and I will talk to you guys soon.
Hello, everyone. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for returning to another podcast episode. This week we will finish the devotional plan titled Mastering the Art of Forgiveness. I hope you allow God to work in you. If you would like to leave a voicemail, you may do so at anchor.fm/odalismunoz/message. I will be sure to add them in my next episode. Moving forward in forgiveness. Author R.T. Kendall writes, "Understand this, relationships don't thrive because the guilty are punished, but because the innocent are merciful. The mercy of Christ preceded his disciples' mistakes, and our mercy must precede the mistakes of others too. Because Christ has forgiven us, we can forgive others. Because he has a forgiving heart, we can have a forgiving heart. When Christ truly lives within us, we have no better alternative. There is incredible power in the words, I forgive you, I love you, let's move on. As we have come to understand, forgiveness is not free. It costs God the lifeblood of his Son, Jesus Christ, to extend forgiveness to you. It will cost you, too, as you choose to walk its path. You will lose bitterness in exchange for peace. You will lay down pride for grace and humility. You will lose your hurt and bondage and receive healing and deliverance in their place. In short, forgiveness is the way to true and lasting freedom. From the parable of the prodigal son, we learn that God is a God of restoration. Whatever life has taken from you, God can restore. He is also a God of revelation. Once you know who your Father is and who you are, you return home and take your rightful place at the table. Lastly, he is a God of recommissioning. Just as he restored the prodigal son and gave him a new mission, God recommissions you and gives you full authority to do business in his name. Understand this, you can read the Bible, go to church, keep all the rules, and not know God's faithfulness, love, and plan for you. Until you really know God, you'll have no anchor in life, you'll be tossed to and fro by every circumstance, emotion, and temptation. But when you know whose you are, you'll begin to understand who you are, what you're supposed to do, and where you're supposed to be. Ask for his help, forgive, and move forward in freedom and victory. Courtesy of The Word for You Today, YouVersion Bible.